Hey, good morning and welcome to Ag in Uncertain Times, a webinar series. Presentations intended to assist agricultural professionals, extension educators, and practitioners prepare for the challenges developing in agriculture. Today's webinar will cover three different speakers. Your MC for today is me. I'm George Haynes, an agricultural policy specialist at Montana State. I'll serve as your host for today's webinar, but I'm only able to do this through the help and assistance of many others that are sitting behind the scenes here to make these presentations possible. Our team members come from a number of Western states, and without their support and the support of the institutions, these webinar offerings wouldn't happen. So I really appreciate all the involvement of the people that are sitting behind the stage to make sure this works. I'll get caught up on my slides here. We have three distinguished speakers for today. The first of them, Martha Sullins. Martha's an Ag Business Management Specialist at Colorado State University. The second of our speakers is Karen Allen, Assistant Professor in the Department of Nutrition, Dietetics, and Food Sciences at Utah State University. And our third speaker for today is Shermaine Hardesty. Shermaine is an extension economist in the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics at University of California, Davis, and a director of the University of California's Small Farms Program. We'll have much more in-depth introductions of each of the candidates as we proceed along here, but just to introduce you to our distinguished set of panelists for today. First, let me explain how the participants in the webinar can put questions to our speakers. The process we'll follow is to enter any questions into the chat window you find at the lower left side of your screen. You might locate that, the chat window on the lower left. Once you've typed in your questions and click the button to the right, on the right-hand side of the box, to submit it, it will be conveyed to our background team. These folks will organize the questions and feed them to me as the moderator to present them to the speakers at the appropriate times. And we'll see how the time goes, but I'll typically ask a question or two right after you're finished, and then we'll have a little kind of a panel session at the end of this. Again, it all depends on how much time we have. We'd also like to encourage you that if you're experiencing any difficulties participating in the webinar, whether audio or for some other issue, you may also let us know through the chat window, and then we can help correct that for you. One of our team members has a technical expertise, and we also have other people with subject matter knowledge that can help move us through this. So, okay. Finally, before we begin the first session of this webinar, we would like to point out that if you're having trouble viewing the online slide material, you may click the full screen button to toggle the slides to fill the entire screen on your machine. Clicking it again will reveal the chat window and the slide materials in a side-by-side format, so you can just have a little bit bigger picture to look at. Okay, I have a few questions for you here. First of those is up, so please tell us about yourself and what is your primary occupation. And in this particular poll, you can click all that apply. So if you're interested in one or more than one of those categories, you can let us know. Okay, so it looks like we have a number of extension educators on today, two agricultural producers. Okay, the second of these, where is your main place of business located? Just check one of those, if you will. Looks like about two-thirds of us are in the western part of the U.S. Okay, thirdly, which of the following best describes your situation? And again, if you could just click one of those, that would be good. Okay. And then lastly, this is really important for webinars, so you never know how many people are in the room, but this gives you a chance to answer that. So how many individuals are participating in the webinar from your home office location? seems like nearly all of us are just one person would be in the participating this morning.
Okay.
All right. So thanks for your response to those poll questions. And we'll be loading up our first set of slides here.